chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Good morning. Good morning. This is Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and we are live at Petite's Cheesecake here where Patrick Petite and Chauncey Petite, they owners here in Oak Park, Michigan. They also own the one in Bloomfield Hills. I'm telling you, they are leaving their mark, and I'm so excited and so honored to be here with them and celebrating the launching of Health and Soul Fitness DVD on Saturday, October the 8th. So we're just kicking it off right here. We got everybody that's involved in the Health and Soul DVD. We got the trainer, we got the filmmaker, we got my girl, my sissy, comedian Notrice Banner. She's here all the way from California. Now, you know that's love. She's gonna do the comedy for the event on Saturday at 6 p.m. to 12 midnight, but we think we're gonna just go ahead and let it run over a little bit longer because all of Detroit is gonna be in the house at Burt's Place in Detroit, Michigan. So we are very excited. So here we are live, and we're getting ready to get started. Right now, I'm waiting on Billy Blanks to come and check in, and we are going to go ahead and get this show started. So, Notrice, how you feel about being here with us today?
I feel pretty good. It's a good day today. Good day.
Yes. So, Notrice, I mean, because you are literally, you're originally from Detroit as well. Notrice, so how long you been in California?
I am actually bi-coastal.
Okay.
People in Detroit will tell you I still live here because I'm always here. But I've been in L.A. back and forth since 1989. But home is always home, so I'm always here. I'm born and raised Detroit, baby.
So while you're bi-coastal, how often do you fly back? Just every week, every 2 weeks? What is that life like?
As often as I need to. I come in and have family situations and check with my family. I just like to see what's going on. They got a lot of growth happening here. And I always just want to be a part of it.
Yeah, when I first met you, you were very much heavily involved in touring cities and whatnot. And I actually met you while you were on tour with Wacky Girls Like Bad Boys. And for you all that don't know, Notrice is actually an actress. She started off in acting and still does acting, but she also has branched off into comedy. Can you tell the listeners how long you've been acting and when you realized you got the acting bug?
I got the acting bug when my acting teacher was Brenda Perriman in South Hill High School forced me to be in a stage play. She said I could no longer class clown, that I would have to display my talents elsewhere. So she made me be a nun in the Sound of Music. Imagine that, be a nun. But she worked on me pretty good. I started touring Mike Matthews in 1989, basically straight out of high school. I did a semester of college and then decided I wanted to pursue my acting career one time and audition them. It's been ongoing ever since. We're currently working with Angela Dunlap. Angela Dunlap on Color Girls Who Have Considered Suicide. And that's going to be the boyfriend. Technically, the boyfriend I've been in. And I got a couple of shows. I have shows in LA, have shows in LA pretty often. I have shows in LA at the Ice House in Pasadena. And also, I'm performing this Saturday, October the 8th, at Dr. Gina's launch party.
Ooh, yes!
She's screaming in my ear.
I'm sorry, baby.
Not right next to her. She's excited, so I'm going to celebrate her launch party, Health and Soul. It works in the market on Saturday, October the 8th, which is also my birthday. I'm going to be celebrating. I celebrate the whole month. Everybody's wishing me happy birthday right now because I started celebrating on the 1st and I go all the way through the 1st. Because I think life should be celebrated every day.
Every day. I think we all should when we have a birthday. I agree 100%. So, Natrice, so we are very excited that you're working with Angela Dunlap again. This is a great surprise to me even. I'm very excited about that because I feel like y'all make a great team along with all the other cast and all of the stage handlers and everything. I mean, Angie is just a doll to work with. So I'm very excited about that. That's a surprise. So happy birthday to me right now. Also, with all the other plays that you have done, how did you transition from that into comedy? Was it easy for you? Did they have you get roles that were comedic?
Well,
is that the right word?
I've always been a comedic actress.
Okay.
I like to see people laugh. You know, we got a lot of serious issues. I like to, I like to laugh to keep them crying. So I've always been a comedic actress and enjoyed seeing the audiences laugh and make them laugh. So it was a challenging transition, but I enjoy it immensely. I love performing, laughing with people, making people laugh, and all those things. I think laughter is good for the soul, as well as health and fitness and all those other wonderful things.
Well, I'm really glad because I know that when I first met you, you were riding your bike and you were going through the city of D.C. And so I love the energy that you have and that you love to work out because that's my thing. And so that's why we make such a great team because I like to laugh and you like to work out. And so we got a lot of likes and a lot of responded to that last video that we made talking about the health and soul. And they were saying how our energy was with each other, that it was very funny and comical.
I'm also in the health industry as well. I'm actually a licensed massage therapist. I believe in doing things that I've learned and I love. Healing, I have a gift of healing with my hands. I'm a massage therapist as well as anything. My company is called Joking and Joking.
Oh man. Right. But we also have Al. He's the personal trainer here. He's going to be joining us. Actually, Al, can you come over and tell us a little bit about Al Tonio Seahorn? And can you tell us a little bit? How you doing? We saying hi to the customers that's coming in and saying hello.
This customer is actually our production manager.
Oh, yeah, that's, I never. Hi, honey, how are you? Look at what the time it is.
Okay,
it's a lot of commotion. Al Tonio Seahorn Jr., you know everybody here already, so.
I don't know no truth personally, I don't think. Have you met him? Okay. I'm interested in that massage therapy thing.
Yeah, Billy, you're supposed to be calling in. What happened?
We need to get that going. Yeah, so, my name is Altonio. I'm a personal trainer.
Okay, are you going to?
Owner and operator of Complete Victory Fitness and Health. Right now, we're located
are you
on
call
Southfield,
in?
Right on corner of Amy.
I need you
Southfield.
To call in the number that she gave me.
We're in the process of getting a new location, moving to Greenfield in Oak Park between 10 Mile and 696. So I'm definitely excited about that.
Yes, I will.
About that venture. Dr. Gina, I appreciate her bringing me along with this process and allowing me to be a part of the Healthy Soul. She's been absolutely great. Me and Gina go back a long way. We actually went to middle school and high school together. So it's so funny how we were able to reconnect after 20-some 30 years. And we're both all in the same industry. She loves to work out. She saw my passion for working out. So when she decided to move this project forward with the Health and Soul, she said I was the first person on her list, and I was definitely honored to be able to join her on the Health and Soul video. So I'm definitely looking forward to the launch party on
October 8th.
Yep. So I'm definitely excited and eager about that. I will be there. It's gonna be a nice gala, y'all. So we want all of Detroit to come out and be a friend and invite a friend. You guys come out and enjoy this. Absolutely, it's gonna be a wonderful time. What we're looking for is we want these individuals to come out. Whether you're excited about fitness or not, we just want you to come out and have a good time. It's gonna be free food, entertainment. Latrice is gonna entertain us with her comedy. So I'm looking forward to that free comedy show. But we're gonna be looking forward to all you guys just coming out and enjoying a nice time. It's gonna be a nice time. You don't have to dress up if you don't want to. I myself won't be dressed in my
We gonna dress up.
Yeah, I'm gonna be dressed up.
We gonna dress up. Me and Al. So Al, how did you start personal training? What made you want to be a personal trainer?
Well, it's funny. I actually got started. I was working out with a friend of mine, and we were just kind of working out together. I was kind of training her, and she kind of was like, "Hey, you need to go to school for this." This was several years ago, and I did. I went to school for it, got my certification, graduated with my associate's degree in fitness leadership. And it's just been going ever since. And that was almost over 10 years ago. It's probably been a little bit longer than that. But it's been exciting. I love it. I love the fact, because I am a man of faith, I love the fact that I'm able to help God's people. The body is your temple. You are supposed to take care of it. And this is my way of giving back and helping people take care of the temple that God gave.
And what are some of the things you recommend as far as daily exercise for people that aren't necessarily into working out? How would you get them inspired and motivated to take better care of their body?
Well, what I will say is this. Size is no indicator of health. And I say that you have some people who are small, and it doesn't mean that their insides are good and they're not healthy. So it's important that you take care of yourself. Just because you're small does not mean that you're healthy. It doesn't mean that your insides, your arteries are not clogged. You don't have any clogged arteries. You don't have any heart conditions or anything like that. So it's very important to exercise. The only way to exercise the heart is through cardio. And exercise doesn't have to be what we consider lifting weights and stuff like that. What you can do is you can pick up a walking routine. If you ride a bike. It's the ACSM, American College of Sports Medicine, recommends that you get at least 150 minutes of moderate to high intensity exercise in per week. So that can be jumping jacks, that can be running in place, that can be riding your bike, taking your kids for a walk, anything. So what I tell people who don't really like exercise, I say, you know what you do? After dinner, plan a 30-minute route, something that's going to It's going to take you 15 minutes to get there and then 15 minutes to get back. You didn't walk.
Okay.
So it's very important, to get your exercise in on a daily basis.
And that is absolutely great advice. And I totally recommend that as well, that you do get in some cardio every day. In other words, you need to really, really take your time and park away from the door. Maybe take the steps and not do elevator all the time. So you can actually raise some cardio in your everyday. I know people say that they don't have time to do it. Dancing, jumping jacks, all of that, and among other things. But we have to go ahead and move on to Mr. Blanks. He is on with us right now. Hi, Billy Blanks, the Tybo creator expert.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. We are super excited to have you on. So many people are just so amazed by just your work as far as creating Tybo and how you have just been so amazing with how it has just blown off and gone so far for so long. I mean, it really was just grabbed, people ran with it. Can you tell the listeners how you got started with such a great form of exercise?
Well, the way I started was when I was a kid. I started martial arts first, got involved with karate, And then after I, you know, practiced karate and, you know, I became United States champion through that, you know, it gave me a chance to travel around the world, be on the United States team. And then I fought for the United States, won 32 international gold medals and 3 amateur world titles. And then I had a chance to turn professional. And I fought for Budweiser for 5 years. And then fought for Trans World. You know, and then that right there turned into, after I, you know, fought, I wanted to retire from fighting. I wanted to be able to take the skills that I learned and train women. And the thing that I wanted them to learn was to learn how to do. They love cardio, so I wanted them to learn how to defend themselves and learn cardio all at the same time. So I put together Taibo. When I put together Taibo, I put it together to help people get in better shape and get up off the couch. And that was the thing when it came out in 1999. I told everybody, you know, the most important thing is to exercise your mind and will. If you exercise your mind and will, then your body will get the results. And people grabbed a hold of it and they started doing it. And next thing you know, Taibo became this thing that everybody do around the world.
Wow, that's so amazing. I mean, so Philly, listen, I hung out with you. I worked out with you. And man, you are no game. It's not a joke. And with a group of people also, and I'm watching them and how they're handling a workout, it's a really true mind thing. You can really truly believe that you can do something and actually do it. So people that have excuses outside of health and outside of maybe an injury, they're able to really try and do it and be successful.
That's right. You know, I think it's like, you know, when you came to California, you know, you came in super straight. You know, you knew that you had to be in shape to come in and do the test, and you came in, you did a great job. I think you also learned, you know, through that, you know, there's all types of levels that you can go through in fitness. And to me, that's what everybody got to do when they get into fitness. You know, you start off slow, build your confidence up first. I think the most important thing is building your confidence up. And once you start to build your confidence up, then you start to add on time to your workout. I would say start off with 10 to 15 minutes of cardio. And then eventually, you know, every day you add a couple minutes. And the next thing you know, you're up to like a 30-minute workout. And then next thing you know, too, your confidence starts to get built up. Next thing you know, you start to see good results. And then you get into a lifestyle of fitness. And to me, that's how it had to start. I always tell people, you know, when you come out of your mother's womb, you're born to eat, right? I was eating while I was in my mother's womb. So when I hit the world, eating was a process, right? It was something that
you're kicking in our mother's wounds.
You know what I mean? Eating was a lifestyle. So if eating is a lifestyle, what combats eating? Working out. So we got to make a workout a lifestyle. Most people don't make it a lifestyle. They make it it's like a trend. When the trend is in, everybody do it. When the trend is gone, then nobody does it. So I think you got to forget about the trend. Start making physical fitness become a lifestyle for you. And I think that
needs to be a lifestyle and not so much as targeting a goal as far as losing weight and this and that. It needs to be considered a lifestyle, a mind change. And I put that 100%. So Billy, let's go into the business of everything. Because I know a lot of people say, you know, I like working out and I'm a personal trainer. And you know, I have all the skills and these clients. But how do you put your creativity into this business where it is actually benefiting you financially?
Well, I think first of all is, you know, find out what you can do best. You know what I mean? I like to help people. I think my skills are communicating with people. And then once, you know, I take the gift that God has given me, which is learning how to communicate with people, do that. My passion was martial arts. So I put that together with my gift and I came up with the word Taibo and started teaching people how to exercise themselves. So I think marketing, what you'd be able to do, it has to come from the heart. If people see this just out to make money, then I think you'll make the money. When you go out to help people, then money comes along with that, and your business starts to grow along with that. And I just having a great attitude and just believing in helping people is what's going to get you where you need to go.
I agree with you. And I really believe that people need to learn that also that it's with a passion, especially for instructors, which, by the way, I'm officially a Taibo Billy Blanks instructor in D.C., so I'm excited.
Yes, you are. And you work hard. And you worked hard for it. And you worked hard. You came out of California.
Billy, you had me in there sweating pails.
Right. You know, I think you came out there and you opened yourself up. You know, you didn't come out there with a closed mind. You came out there with an open mind. And I think that's very important, you know, because you already know how to exercise. And you came out there in super shape. So I just think that because your mind was open to and was willing to learn, that's why you did what you did in the examination. So I took my hat off to you.
But you know what, Billy, what I really loved was the fact that you were fun to work out with and you were very, you know, I think the energy, the collabo was really great. And you do have to have an open mind and be willing to go forward and not be afraid that it's going to be hard or it's going to be difficult. But, I mean, I just want the listeners to know how cool you are and how down to earth you are and how much fun you are and how active you are at 61. I love it. And we just were both amazed at how God has kept us both in such good shape. But it did take us to do it, right?
Right. You know, I think also, too, you know. Yeah, you know, when you said, I like for me, I think it's the Godness, right? I love God, and I think because I love God, that helps out a lot. I know who gives me strength. I know who gives me power. So, and I think when I was working out with you, I felt the same way. You know, you of course, believe and understand that your power comes from above. And if you can take that and put it together with what's your physical, then I think you can't lose.
Yes. Because he said you've been balding.
Right.
That's right. Listen, the funniest thing that I was left with is that you said that I look like a superhero. I was like a superhero. And I thought that was so funny because I've never heard that before. But again, I'm so excited to be a part of the Tybo family. It's an extension to health and soul. Again, people try to figure out what is health and soul. But health and soul is a lifestyle. And so it's a representation of just becoming whole and everybody's work process. Everybody, you know, our mind, our body, and our soul has to be healed. And I love the fact that God is me so many things through my process and be an example, and I'm so glad that he allowed me to cross paths with you to extend just this lifestyle ministry that God has given me called Health and Soul. But I'm so glad I'm officially a Tybo trainer, and I look forward to coming back to California to hang out with you, Mr. Billy Blanks.
And I can't wait because I had a great time. You even taught me some stuff. You remember when you said some things to me about faith, and I think that was awesome. So I think that's how people grow, and that's how you get better. And that's what I want to always do is grow and get better, because no one person knows it all.
It's just a God thing. It's just a God thing. Through it all, he's still God all by himself, right?
Right.
Well, all right, Billy Blanks. I look forward to seeing you. I'm planning on a trip to come there before actually December. So I'll keep you posted, and I'll see you in a few days, and then that way I can get more implementation and all of that, which I look forward to. I'm a big brain. I'm a sponge.
I can't wait to see you again.
Oh, so sweet. I love you so much. Tell your family hello, and tell your Tybo family there, Addie and all of them, I said hello, and I love you so much. I look forward to seeing you soon, and I'll keep you posted, okay?
Yeah, you stay blessed. No stress, girl. Keep up the good work.
Well, Billy, before you go, I want you to tell everybody.
And thank you for having me on your show. Thanks for having me on your show. I'll love to come back on it again, so just thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You will. Billy, can you tell everybody how Billy, can you tell everybody how to reach you on social media?
Say that again, please.
Can you tell everybody how to reach you on social media?
Yes. Say that one more time.
Social media. They need to know how to reach you on social media. Your
fans, they can get me on Facebook. They can go to Facebook, or they go to Tybo.com, or they go to CSweat.com. So they can find me.
Fantastic. All right, you heard it first from Billy Blanks, the Tybo creator.
All right, you guys take care. Be blessed. You take care.
You take care, and I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Love you too. All right, be blessed.
Okay, thank you. So, Natrice, what do you think about all of this exciting workout tip? What you going to do?
No.
Keep it. But look, I know cheesecake for everybody.
I want to think about working out with a cheesecake standard.
I know, what a wonderful combo, right?
Talking about health and show with cheesecake.
You gotta have cheesecake.
Every day is a treat day for me. I try to do what I can when I can. I try to stay pretty active. I like to do stuff. Like I said, I do stuff that I love so it don't feel like exercise. I like bike riding, jump roping, walking through parks, all kinds of stuff.
You go to the mountains too.
I hike a lot.
Yeah.
So I guess those are forms of exercise, but those are also things that I enjoy. So do what you love so it doesn't seem much like work. That's what I say.
And that's what I say.
And, you know, try to eat healthy, drink lots of water. And healthy doesn't mean nasty.
Chicken,
protein, and vegetables. It's all good. It helps burn the calories, keep your metabolism going.
Well, see, Natrice, you know how to cook. She made some teriyaki salmon that was so good. And it was delicious. So I enjoyed it.
Eat stuff that you like that's good for you. It doesn't have to be filled with cholesterol and things like that.
Absolutely. Well, this is the thing that's so great about Healthy Soul, because the whole thing is that it's a lifestyle. And that's just the ministry. It's just about living healthy, making better choices, eating better, really looking into it with changes, not being afraid of change. So when you first realized that you stopped working, have you just been doing that for all your life?
I've been doing it all my life.
Yeah.
Just to stay active. And like she said, it's a lifestyle. It's how I like to live my life. It makes me feel good. It gives me energy. I soul cycle. I just do fun stuff.
It's
I like to have fun.
There's so many different things that you can really try. And they have so many. They got Samba, they got dance, exercise, they got all type of things. They got videos like Health and Soul Fitness DVD that you can order right now. You can download it on your internet. You can download it on your cell phone. You can buy a hard copy. You can get your DVD right now. And you can do it at home and you can do it at the park. But listen, there's so many things that you can do if you can just get creative and if you just allow yourself to be challenged. I think I come away with working out in the trees, and maybe you can relate to this and how.
Do you still have DVD players?
Yes, they do. But you can download, thank God, download, but you can take it with you. But yeah, they do. People still have DVD players. I don't know, by the way. I think my son has one through his Xbox.
I don't have Blu-ray. That's a little bit out of my league, but I haven't even got a DVD.
But people have it
in
their Xbox.
Yeah,
right?
You play it
through
your Xbox.
Yeah. Or your PlayStation. Yeah. Anyway, there's no excuses.
There's no excuse
for not working out, period. And listen, this is the thing. I really want to encourage you that for me, like I was saying, you all can relate to this, that what I get enjoyment out of is that I accomplished something. You know, that I put my mind to it in spite of how I felt. You know, because I can go to bed. You know what I mean? But I don't have that energy land of it. Because I trained my body, my mind, to know that I need to move my body. I didn't just feed into not moving. But when you say...
Right. And there's like two things that I tell people, my clients and just anybody that I run into. One is that never skip your Monday workout. It sets the tone for the rest of the week. And two, there's no workout that anybody's ever done where they said they regret it. So go
right
to the gym. And it's just all about staying in a routine. It don't... Every workout is not going to be your best workout. Oh, I killed it. You just need to go and stay in
and
the routine.
Move.
It's a part of it. It's a lifestyle. You have
just
to...
Listen, if you can do 10 minutes, then do 15 minutes the next time. But I recommend 30 minutes plus. I think that you can do an hour personally. But I want to get people started that may not have the motivation or get afraid of an hour.
And you have, I tell my massage clients all the time, you have to move your muscles. Because your muscles will lock up on you. And you
that's the point.
All the tightness. You have to just move.
So what happens when you tighten
up the stairs? A lot of lactic acid builds up in your muscles, and your muscles get tight and stiff, and you find yourself with stiff necks.
You gotta stretch.
All those things. And stretching is very important. I have a lot of clients that work out all the time but don't stretch, which is a danger to themselves, because you have to stretch those muscles to put the elasticity back in your muscles.
And it's just, it's very important to move. The body is made to move. It's supposed to move. Body in motion stays in motion. You just gotta keep, stay active. And again, it doesn't, like Notri said, and I think Dr. Gina also piggybacked on this, it's really about just moving, doing what you love. It doesn't have to be exercise, traditional exercise in the sense of, you know, what Billy Blank's doing, what I do. But I'll tell you this. Dr. Gina says 30 minutes an hour. Sometimes you don't have that. So I'm a big fan of circus, and I can put you together a circuit for 10 minutes and guarantee you will easily burn 300 calories. You understand what I'm saying? So it doesn't have to be an hour long workout, especially if you're new to working out. I can build you. I love circuits because you get a whole bunch of things done in a shorter period of time. I did a circuit just before coming up here, and I'm done with the rest of my day. Now I can get on and take care of some other business that I need to take care of because I did my circuit. It was 30 minutes for me, actually an hour, but I could have shortened that down in enough time to get what I need to get out of it and still get here. You know what I'm saying? So it's just about really just, and I can help you build a circuit. Just
okay.
Do my stuff, and I'll make sure.
I do a 15-minute boxing circuit workout every day. Every day, all it took was 15 minutes.
And you didn't regret it, did you?
I didn't.
Right. Yeah. So, but my thing is, after you do get the 15 minutes, you should try to build yourself up as much as possible and challenge your body. If you can't do that every single day, then that's fine. Get it in when you can. But you do need to challenge your body, because if you do the routine over and over again, your body gets the same routine. So you definitely want to shift it up and shake it up. And that's what I like about what you said, is that you do different stuff all the time, because if you do get bored, then you do can pick some things that you can do to, you know, try to shake it up. Take a class one day. Do some cardio one day. Do some, you know, lift training. You know, you don't have to do no bench pressing. You don't have to do no 100 pounds or 50 pounds. You can start off with 5 pounds, 10 pounds, but you can adjust your body weight by, you know, challenge your muscles by adjusting the body weight by adding muscle weights to that.
That's why circuits are so key, because they allow you to do different exercises, and exactly, like Tree said, muscle confusion, doing those circuits, and you can build your circuit around whatever body part you wish to target, because there is no such thing as targeting, but you can build a workout, your circuit around whatever muscle group you want to, you know, want to enhance. Like for me,
I need you to give them where you can, because they got
to. Okay. So at the end of the day, though, you know, it's just really about moving. This is Altonio with Complete Victory Fitness and Health. You can find me on Facebook at Complete Victory Fitness and Health. I'm on Instagram, No Excuses, Just Results. I have a weekly on Wednesday that I'll be doing just short videos of how to do certain exercises and stuff like just instructional videos.
That's fantastic. Now we're getting ready for Roderick. Roderick's getting ready to come on in, and he's actually the director of Health and Soul Fitness DVD. He's also a minister. He's also a radio personality. He's also an announcer. He does it all. How you doing, Roderick? Thank you for joining us. How does it go together, right? Okay, well, listen, let's tell us about the Health and Soul Fitness DVD for you. How did that come about? We came across each other and this idea came about? No.
Gina, I'm very excited to be working with you. The great thing about it is you had so many wonderful ideas. You actually had a plethora of ideas. And I thought that, you know, because you were already on social media and you're already a fitness guru, I thought it'd be an excellent idea to expand that and to a broader worldwide audience by creating a fitness DVD. And of course, me being a producer, director, and videographer, film producer, I thought that would make a great compliment to one another to put that together. And so we just had a great time.
Is it the first call is coming through?
On the
artificial
turf field, we can't give you a name of where we're at. But we had a great time. just, you know, putting all this thing together with a great team, Live Box Films Productions. You had them, my brother Marty, Sky Visuals, flying the drone.
It was so dope. I love that. That was the best part. That was a treat for sure.
We actually had fun making the video. You know, the drone just, and the atmosphere was just great. Al was phenomenal. We just had a good day. You know, rain had been threatening the whole weekend, but by the grace of God, we never had a single drop of rain.
We did not. It was fantastic. And Al was actually on the DVD with me, as he stated. He was the one that was the only guy that was winning, working out. So you got to see it to know what it was like. And you got to see it so you can see the work that Roderick put in, because it was absolutely amazing. And so even with the feel of that, I felt like it was a successful. It ended with a success. I think the work was fantastic. And, you know, again, I'm looking for people to see, you know, the great work that we put in. And even from the technical parts, do you understand the message of the Health and Soul for your, like, how would you describe to the listener what, how you took interest and wanted to be a part of it once we talked about that?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. The great thing about it was the word soul. We talk about the soul of the man. That's that inner part of the man that motive comes from. And the entire motive of this exercise video was to tap into the person that God has created you to be. He wants you to be healthy. He wants you, your soul, to be healthy, physically healthy, mind, body, and soul. And so that actually ministered to me, and I began working out myself, you know.
Yay. That's what I like. I love that. And, you know, I'm so glad because, you know, Roderick and I have become really friends. We've gotten on each other's nerves, and he's like a brother to me, and I'm so glad. I like his new girlfriend, and she's a beautiful lady. Can you just say hello to the listeners? She's kind of top. She's really nice. And so I'm just so happy about all the blessings that God is doing, you know, since the connection and everything. But something like this, it does take a lot of work. And I don't think people understand that. And they don't understand the conversations that we had. Even look at how quickly God has done all of this, you know, because the conversations that we had before was just, it was just an idea. And we were both talking about, you know, joy of noise of joy, which is a, can you tell them what that is?
I do have a television show, Noise of Joy. It's a gospel entertainment variety show. We do call it Good News and Uplifting Entertainment. And it's scheduled to appear on my new network, the Kingdom Empire Network, which is the world's first and only Christian on-demand site. There's never been a Christian on-demand site. Of course, we do have on-demand sites like Hulu or Netflix. But this is where you can tap into great gospel entertainment, inspiration entertainment, when you want it, where you want it, at any time, anywhere.
Because listen, that's what got me excited. I saw the trailer for that, and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to get him to do, but I know I'm going to get him to do something. And so that's when we were talking, and, you know, it was something we just was going around. And he was sharing about his next step, Noise of Joy, and all of the things that you had planned on doing, and also with me, you know, with all these different things. But it just came together that God said that we can go ahead and do this DVD. And I think that that was the right step, because it seemed like once that happened, stuff started rapidly going so quickly. We were able to get it done very quickly. We were able to get everybody involved. And it's almost been like a buzz in the air in Detroit that everybody's excited about Health and Soul. I mean, it seemed like everybody's talking about it. I mean, and, you know, of course, putting everything on social media. And I believe in giving credits to everyone that's been involved. And, you know, so you're going to see everybody's names on the DVD. And so I'm very excited about that. But, Roderick, so let everybody know how you could be reached on social media.
Well, there's several ways. Number one, my name, Roderick Dickerson, R-O-D-E-R-I-C-K. Dickerson, D-I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N. I do have my own Facebook page, but I normally utilize the ministry and, of course, for the Kingdom Empire Network. There's also Noise of Joy, N-O-I-C-E, of Joy, Noise of Joy. And then there is the my company, which is iBox Films, E-Y-E-B-O-X, and then Films, F-I-L-M-S.
I love it. I love it. Well, just stay on because Anthony is about to come on now. And so, Anthony, I'm so glad that you're able to join us all the way from St. Louis.
I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, he's originally from Royal Oak Township, Michigan. And we went to school together with Al Tony Seaborn Jr. And we went to Oak Park High School together. So we all up here. And Patrick went to, and Chauncey went to Oak Park High School. But we all holding it down, health and soul. So, Anthony, listen, when you got the call that I wanted you to get involved, and I had this idea, I think I had shared it with Roderick, about having a DJ. You know, I'm kind of funky a little bit, so I wanted something urban night. And you were like, I'll do it. So, you know, what were your thoughts then when, you know, you were going to get involved in it and everything?
Well, you know, I like the whole concept, the whole mind, body. And so, you know, music is moving to the soul. So it was just an automatic fit in my mind. And after we talked about, you know, the whole concept, it just made even more sense. So I just knew that I had to be part of the project. So I offered out my services, and here we are, ready to go into October 8th, first place, downtown Detroit, to have a good time with the Bellas, Chauncey, and Al, and Roderick, and Joseph, and so on and so on. We all ready.
Well, we are excited about October the 8th, because you're going to be DJing with Fast Freddy, who's going to be holding down with the ballroom and the hustle. So we're very excited about that. I know everybody's excited to see you come in and do what you do on a large scale as this. I mean, you've done many, many shows and everything. Talk something about DJing. I know that's not only what you do, and I know that that's your passion. So tell everybody how you got started in DJ, first of all.
I was that little kid trying to impress their grandmother and uncles and aunts at the, you know, the family picnics and the family reunions and the barbecues, and started with those little 8-track tapes and moved on to cassettes and so on and so on. And it's always been a passion of mine. I've always been into music. I played music growing up, so it was a natural transgression to start DJing outside of the family once I got a good feel for it. And it just kind of grew from there. Fast forward 40-something years later, and I'm still messing around with music.
Okay. So you do, you're actually DJing at a station, I think, in St. Louis. What's the name of that place that you can be found every weekend? Don't you have designated days?
Yeah, I do quite a few. I do a lot of local venues around town and a lot of private events. 100.3 The Beat, FM. I do spot DJing, a holiday spot, stuff like that. I do some internet stuff with a couple other friends, and you know, just trying to stay busy. To be a good DJ, you got to be active.
Right.
We all at this point have opportunities to have all the same music, all the same songs. So what keeps you relevant is your talent, and talent comes from knowing the music. You got to stay busy if you want to be good.
Exactly. I agree 100%. I mean, and that's the whole thing, consistency with anything. You have to be consistent. So I know you practice regularly so you can stay fresh on things. And can you tell the listeners that someone that may be starting off in, as a DJ, what would you, you know, how would you teach them as far as, what would be the first nugget that you would give them to get started? What are the rules to the game?
You definitely need to pay attention to your audience. You can be the best DJ, and we've seen some great DJs, but if they don't connect with the crowd, with the audience, people are listening. You heard that term, DJ, you suck. It's real, and it can be very intimidating. So I always tell people to become comfortable with your audience, the crowd, the people that you're going to be performing for. Because remember, you're being paid. It's a service. You may do it for free, but even still, you want to make sure you're giving the people what they want. So my advice would be to understand your crowd. You definitely need to know the music, know your equipment. Take the time to invest in good equipment. If you have bad equipment, you can be a very good DJ, and it will come off wrong. So So those are the small nuggets I would say to look into. Good equipment, music, meaning knowing your music and how to play it, and then knowing your crowd, knowing your audience. If you don't know those three things, you're setting yourself up for failure.
And we don't want to fail. So I'm telling every listener there, you definitely don't want to fail. With all of this, you know, we always, you know, the platform is relationship with the Lord and everything. And I know that God has given you so much favor. I mean, just from what I've known you, the years that I've known you, you have had doors open and open and open. And people don't understand that with favor, you have favor, but you also have to do your part, right? You have to do your part. You have to do your, what's your favorite word that you always say? You have to do your what? Research?
You got to do your research. And that goes back to what I'm saying about knowing your crowd and knowing your audience. That's research. So, you know, that in a nutshell, if you don't do that, you're not going to be successful. So I pride myself on knowing my audience. You know, if someone books me for a gig, one of the first things I ask them is, where is it? What type of crowd? You know, what's the age range? What type of music may they want? If they don't have those things, it's hard to put in your mind what you need to do. Now, there'll be times where you'll get hired and they won't give you anything, and you'll have to figure it out. But it's best to know ahead of time what you're working with. But if you're well-versed and you're doing your homework and you're practicing, you should be able to adapt to any situation. And that's what I pride myself on. I DJ a lot of genres of music, from hip-hop to R&B to gospel, right out of your city in D.C., go-go, which I love, you know, all the way back full circle to Detroit, where we all from. I got to house it out, so I get some house music, ballroom, slow dance, two-step. You got to be able to do it all.
You got to be able to do it all. I love that. Well, Anthony, we are so excited. DJ Word is on is the DJ. He is the DJ for the Health and Soul Fitness DVD. Again, you can download that thing right now for $9.99. And listen, you can get the hard copy and you can get the download today. I'm super excited that guys are tuning in and listening to all these nuggets of inspiration and just seeing what God can do in your life. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what your creativity is, you can get it done. So I just want to thank you, Anthony. Tell everybody how they can reach you.
Okay, they can reach me on DJ Word is Bond on Facebook. That's DJ Word is Bond, all one word. And they can also reach me at Instagram at DJ Word is Bond. All one word. Made it very simple. DJ Word is Bond. All one word.
And you got to check them out, because every time I hear him, DJ, I always have a ball. I always get up on the floor. I just love the way he puts the music together. I don't know the DJ lingo, but I know this is close to what I can say to get my point across.
Cutting and scratching.
All right, thank you so much, and I can't wait to see you Saturday. Again, if you are in the area, you need to be at the Health and Soul DVD Fitness Celebration Launching Party at Bert's Place in the Eastern Market. Miss Patty, she's in the house. She's actually doing the hosting. We're going to get her real quick. But first, you got to go.
Trying to hear him.
Okay, no, we can't. Okay, so thank you, Anthony. We got Patrick. You want to say hi to Patrick?
Hey, tell him I want some cheesecake and banana pudding when
he
I get there.
Cheesecake and I need banana. That you gotta bring
in the DJ booth.
Yeah, you can hear him. Okay.
Yeah, all right. What's up, Patrick?
They say what's up. So we all want banana pudding. Well, you know, I'm not gonna say.
You gotta get us.
Listen, we.
Apron on. Shut up.
Hey, listen, we.
No.
Hey, Doctor James, sound like y'all having a pre-party today.
You say what, Anthony?
Sound like you're having a pre-party today.
We are having a pre-party today. I feel up in here at Petite's Famous Cheesecake in Oak Park, Michigan. And you better get here and get you some of this cheesecake. So thank you, Anthony, very much. And Patrick, so are you excited about Health and Soul Fitness DVD?
Yes, I am. You're
going to
get them excited. I'm going to keep them coming to you.
Well, listen.
I love it. Yes, I want to.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Yes, indeed. And I just we said this earlier, I truly believe in having treat days. You don't have to. You just can't overindulge. You have to have discipline. And this is why, if you put in the time all the time and work out diligently and faithfully, and you're faithful to yourself, when you do get a treat, then you'll go right back to you. It's a snapback. It's just like you're going to fall off. Exactly. So I'm very excited about being a part of this. I was just so blessed that God had brought us together. You've been on all of my shows. You've been on the show from DC. You've been on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And everybody is so inspired by your testimony. And I cannot leave here, not only just by recognizing the wonderful business that you and your family, and with the help of God, has really blessed you all with. And it's such a blessing to so many people. But I cannot let you get off without giving somebody a word of inspiration. I love when you speak, and you speak into the hearts and minds of people. You don't really realize how anointed you truly are.
I am not. You just been holy water. I'm ready to speak.
Go ahead.
What happened last week, and how you just turn a negative into a positive, because there's never a certain thing as a negative. Detroit Edison called us. They said, hey, you got to get your gas, your lights turned off. I'm like, my light bills are paid. But we'd had problems done before where they shut it down, and we were paid. So I got a little nervous. So we got scammed out of $1,000. Somebody scammed for $1,000. I was a little sick for about 5 minutes, and I figured I was $1,000 short. But then I thought about it. I said, you know what, you've been faithful this long. Don't lose your faith. So I turned the negative into a positive, which was always positive because God works in mysterious ways. And what I did was I called Channel 2 and Channel 4. And I said, you know what? They got me for $1,000. But what I'm going to do is, first of all, I'm going to shut down their scheme. And I called Channel 2 and Channel 4. They did a story on us. And they were letting people know that, watch out with the scheme that Detroit Edison is doing. Because hopefully a lot of people did not get taken for what I got taken for. So I called myself a sacrificial lamb. But on an even better note is, I sacrificed $1,000 to let the world know about the scheme. But us being on Channel 2 and 4 about 8 times behind the scheme, we had people come in and didn't know about it. They was coming in saying, you know, we're sorry that you got took them for $1,000, but at least we know about your cheesecake, man.
Hey!
And everything. It's never negative. Remember, the glass always half full, not half empty. It's up to you to look at how you want it. Something. If you fall and trip, you better figure out how to make a positive. You better get up and keep walking. Don't be on the ground crying. So it's always positive in everything that happens in life. Don't ever look at anything as a negative. If God's put stuff in your life for a reason, it's up to you to find out what reason it was. Now, again, I could have just left it alone and said, I got to take $1,000 and didn't tell nobody. Now I'm letting only people know, and everybody else know, watch out for this. There's a lot of people that didn't even know about Petite's Famous Cheesecake. Now they know about it. We're on the news telling the good words. That's known. Now you know about the good word, cheesecake.
But I know, right? And I love that, because people don't realize that when they don't share what they've gone through, they're literally, that you are blocking your blessing. Not only are you helping other people, but God, if God allowed you to go through something and you're being tested in a situation, whatever it may have been.
It's really, when you go through stuff, it's really not for you. For you, like I tell people we went through, I don't want anybody to feel sorry for me or anything, but I tell you so that, like I said, it may not even financially that you're going through problems. You can just have lost your mother, your dog, you'd be going through cancer. And I'm just trying to give you one more reason to get up and fight, because this is what the world is all about. It's about fighting. As long as you got breath, you got to fight. And so just, as long as you just got to keep on pushing. That's what I try to tell people. Keep pushing regardless of what you're going through.
And I thank you so much for that. That just blessed so many people. All right. I love you. Thank you so much, Patrick. Patrick Petites from Petites Famous Cheesecake here in Oak Park in Bloomfield, Michigan. I'm telling you, customers been coming in and out. So now I can't see the show, because this is my auntie, my mama, my girlfriend. She is actually hosting. She's the social light of Detroit, really everywhere. I don't know. Nobody really don't know Miss Patty. And so anyway, she's joining with us. And again, God had brought us together. She was also doing wardrobe and so many other things with the gospel place. And so she's actually participating. I met her some years ago, again, at the same time with Notrice, when they were doing My Grandmother Pray For Me, her and Angela Dunlap. So anyway, she is actually here as she's hosting, which is one of her many talents, Health and Soul Fitness DVD at Burke's Place this October, Saturday at 6 p.m. Good night. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
We are so, Miss Patty, when you got the call from me to do Health and Soul Fitness, to do what you do best, which is plan and decorate and put things together, what was your first thought? I'm scared to ask. She said, leave me alone. But aren't you glad that you're part of this? Well, I'm so happy because I know that you do a little working out yourself, and you you do a little. But I said, no, tree, you know I see little, right? The, no, tree, this is no tree's mama. That, and listen, you wouldn't even believe that she's 70 years old and she acts like she's 20. She'd be on the phone more than I can't even hang with her. Listen, I'm so glad that, like I said, that God brought us back together. And I know that you have many said oftentimes you want to see me win. And just been such a great, just a great supporter and just encourager. And I just want to thank you for that, Miss Patty, personally on air. I love her. I thank you so much for that. Well, listen, I'm so glad that we were able to have such a fantastic time here at Petite's Famous Cheesecake, here with Patrick and Chauncey Petite. And I just want everybody to say goodbye before we close out. Roderick and the Trees. Roderick and the Trees, we're just going to say bye to you. And we thank you so much for joining us. Natrice, you got any last, my co-host here?
We'll see you all on Saturday, October 8th. For the launch party, Health and Soul at Burt's. Put your clothes on. We ain't working out. We partying. Put your clothes on. Get dressed up. Get dressed up. We're going to have a good time. We're going to celebrate the launch of the Health and Soul DVD. We're going to celebrate my birthday. We're going to celebrate everything. You got something you want to celebrate? Come on down and celebrate with us. We have live comedy, food, all this good stuff. All the good stuff. Come
on out and have a good time. Get out and
enjoy yourself. Live, live, live.
You
only got one life. Live it.
We'll
see you October the 8th on Saturday at
Burton's
from 6 to midnight.
All right. You heard it there from co-host Matrice Banner. We're going to celebrate. Patty said it's been extended to 2 o'clock. Okay, well, it ain't going to stop, man. All right, now, listen, this is Dr. Gina from Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You know how I live. Live healthy, live whole. Live in your destiny. It's all about wholeness, mind, body, and soul. I love you all for listening. And don't forget, I'm on all social media. You can reach me on Timberland. Snapchat, Instagram, Tumblr, and all of that stuff, Facebook and all. Listen, I love you. God bless you. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.